Although pollsters are predicting an overwhelming African-American turnout for Senator Barack Obama tomorrow, there are a few pockets in the African-American community that might not be as enthusiastic. And we're joined now by Shakira Jones, a contributor to HipHopRepublican.com, a blog that caters to young black conservatives. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Aren't there good reasons that most African-Americans have been loyal supporters of the Democratic Party?
There are good reasons that some have chosen to align themselves with the Democratic Party, but there also are a number of people that I think support the Democratic ticket blindly without really understanding what it is that they're offering or what it is that they're voting for.
Well, there was a split, I guess, during the Nixon years with the Southern Strategy, in which the people who had been Dixiecrats, conservative Democrats, were invited to join the Republican Party. Many did, Jesse Helms, Strom Thurmond, and many others. And the fact that the civil rights legislation had been pretty much been supported by the Democrats. Lyndon Johnson pushed civil rights laws through. That's a reason that so many blacks have blindly supported the Democrats.
I mean, again, there are very valid reasons for supporting the party, but I think that I would say since the time of FDR, a lot of the social programs that are in place that did help a lot of Americans, especially African Americans, a lot of them were starting to see the negative backlash with it. We're starting to see a lot of communities where there's been a generational dependency on these social programs. And because of that, you have almost a complete stoppage of progress. You have generations of generations that are dependent on the government and dependent on these programs, and there's really no motivation for self-sufficiency. So a lot of them, of course, will continue to support the Democrats because they need it. And that's where a lot of young conservatives have kind of split off, because we see it as there needs to be an outlet for people to get off. There needs to be an incentive in order for the black community to develop and to keep up with America.
So do you see good proposals from the Republican Party that are offering those incentives?
I do see some good. I mean, I think the Republican platform in general does need to be revamped a little bit. But I think at the core of it, the ideas of self-sufficiency, the ideas of kind of instead of giving people fish, teaching them to fish instead of just giving them things, I think that that's a very important part of what the African community needs right now. I don't think the Republican Party is doing necessarily their best to promote that and to make a good case for it within the African American community, but that's where young people like myself kind of work as a liaison.
Have you always been a Republican?
I have.
Uh-huh. Did you grow up in a family that was Republican?
No. I grew up in a family. We are originally from Belize, and we moved here when I was about 3. But my parents are the type where if you ask them a question, they will give you unbiased both sides of it. And I just formed my opinion that way. And I think it really started very young when David Dinkins was running for mayor of New York. I just couldn't understand why everyone was like, you know, you have to vote for David Dinkins because he's black. And that's not enough, because nothing else that I do in my life I don't want just because I'm black. I want it because I've earned it or I deserve it.
But there is an interesting trend in the opposite direction, isn't there? In the most recent Republican convention, only 36 of the 2,380 delegates were black. In 2004, there were 200 African Americans at the Republican convention. It seems like the Republicans are becoming a whiter party, if anything.
I think that is actually an embarrassing number, and I do have an issue with it. I was actually at the 2004 convention that was here, and there were a number of events for the African American community to reach out. I think, especially with this election, you have a candidate where I think a lot of members of the Republican Party just don't think they can even battle for the African American vote against an African American man. So I think in this election, which again, I've had many criticisms of the way the McCain campaign has been run, but I definitely think that those numbers are undisputable, but there are also people like Hip Hop Republicans. There is an emerging number of young people, especially young African Americans, that want to help people understand, you know, you can make your decision, but you can be a Republican and still be a black person and still look out for black interest.
I misspoke before. I said there were 200 black delegates to the 2004 convention. Actually, there were only 100. You were one of 100. Do you track who visits your blog?
I don't. The articles that I write, I do respond to all the comments that come up there. We are relaunching our new site this afternoon, so I think it will keep a running tally of how many hits we get to the site.
And what is your sense of the people who are visiting the site? Are they mostly African-American? Are they mostly young? Are they mostly conservative?
They're mostly young people. A lot of conservatives, of course, are visiting, but we do have a lot of people that are challenging, that want to understand, you know, why, as a young African-American, you would choose to align yourself or identify yourself as part of the Republican Party. So I think a lot of it is out of curiosity.
In recent Post, Richard Ivory, the founder of the blog, wrote about how black Republicans are often referred to as sellouts by other blacks. Have you felt marginalized within the African-American community because people know that you support Republican candidates?
I mean, you'll always have that. I've always been an individual thinker. And before if I walk into a room and I'm talking to people, I don't announce I'm a Republican. If we're discussing politics, I'll more point out my views. And then at the end of it, most times people end up agreeing to disagree. I think it's all in the way you approach people.
Well, how does that play out in your family?
We discuss politics a lot, but we've got a pretty even split in our family with Democrats and Republicans. Thanksgiving is going to be great, especially after Tuesday. But, you know, it's really just we agree to disagree a lot. Everyone has valid arguments.
When you say Thanksgiving is going to be great after next Tuesday, that means you're predicting a McCain win?
No, I'm actually predicting that there will be very interesting conversations no matter who wins.
My guest is Shakira Jones, who is a contributor to HipHopRepublican.com for conservative African Americans. There are currently no African American Republicans in Congress. The last senator was Edward Brooke, that was over 30 years ago when he left. More recently, J.C. Watts in the House, and he was one of the people who was suggested as a vice presidential candidate. But now he's been hinting that he may not even vote for McCain Palin.
It puts African Americans in a very difficult position, and that's kind of the beauty of HipHopRepublicans.com as well, in that we don't all agree. We may be Republicans, but we disagree on a lot of things, particularly Sarah Palin. I've been highly critical of her. I don't support her as the VP pick. I wish that he had picked someone else. I think there was a long list of very qualified, if he wanted to go with a woman, there was a long list of qualified women that he could have went with, and he could have went with a lot of other qualified Republicans.
And that's led any number of other African-American conservatives to question this ticket. Robert George of the New York Post, I think he said that if Barack Obama had a teenage daughter who had become pregnant out of wedlock and was being forced to marry some athlete, in what amounts to a shotgun wedding, then everybody would be talking about irresponsibility in the black community.
That's very correct. And it's also something that, as a black conservative, you have to always kind of weigh that out. And you can't just blindly go with a position, because you always have to think of even if I was Sarah Palin, I doubt that I could have been a VP pick if I'd been to four undergraduate institutions. So that's another reason that I have had a lot of difficulties with that side of John McCain. And it's interesting that we're questioning the choices and the judgment of Senator Obama. I think that there's an equal argument there to question the judgment of Senator McCain on why he would choose Sarah Palin.
Is that why you think any number of prominent black Republicans have come out for Barack Obama and they say it's not race? Charles Barkley is another one, probably most significant, Colin Powell.
Absolutely. And I don't think I actually have a lot of problems with the way it's been played, that General Powell is simply choosing him because he's black. And that's kind of the undertones why a lot of black conservatives are coming out and saying, you know what, I am a conservative. I don't have to choose based on race. No one else does. No one else that's supported Senator Obama has been questioned on that. It's all about issues with everyone else. But the second someone that's African-American that was a Republican supports him, it's about race. And that's very disturbing to a lot of us.
My guest is Shakira Jones, who's a contributor to HipHopRepublican.com. But race has been an issue in this campaign, whether we want it to be or not. And many people have been upset about some of the things that we've seen at Republican rallies. For example, people have shouted, kill him, talking about Barack Obama, off with his head. He's not one of us. There's all that talk about him being an Arab or a Muslim. I don't know if that makes you uncomfortable. Or today's paper, I read that Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia warned white supporters that in early voting there's been an awful lot of African-American voting. He said it's the other folks who are voting.
It's embarrassing, and it's very annoying, and I have publicly spoken out against that, and that's why it's very important as African-American conservatives that we still understand the situations that we are dealing with. And it's another reason that I did not support Sarah Palin. I think that she played to a very specific group of people. I think that by her using phrases like, he isn't one of us, I think that it's an embarrassment that that woman got up at a rally and said, I don't trust him, he's an Arab. And Senator McCain's response was, no, ma'am, he's a decent, as if to imply that if he was Arab, he could not be decent.
I think that's Colin Powell's argument.
That's deplorable.
A Muslim should be able to vote, run for president as well.
Absolutely. And that's deplorable. And it's another reason why I say you can be Republican. Republican is a political party. But as a person, I think that, if Republicans are going to stress personal responsibility, there's a personal responsibility on all of us to speak out against what we think is wrong. And I think that a lot of the things that have not been condemned by Senator McCain and by Governor Palin, it's an embarrassment that they have not come out against these things more vehemently.
Shakira, you're sounding more and more like a Democrat.
I am not. I'm still fiscally very conservative. I still believe that, we do need to keep our taxes low. We need to really watch how much the government gets involved in things. But again, I am a firm believer. I have to hold my integrity. And when I don't think something is right, I will say that.
Well, didn't Barack Obama propose that taxes be cut back for people who earn less than $250,000?
I follow economics very strictly, and I
suspect you don't make over $250,000.
I do not make over $250,000. I don't know a lot of people that do. But I also think that it's economically impossible and mathematically impossible for Senator Obama to accomplish all the things that he has set forth without raising taxes. And I think that ultimately, everyone. Well, I think that he'll run into the same problem as the former Bush did, where you don't want to raise taxes, but if you want to accomplish all these things, you will have to. And that's my main thing. And I think that he's so passionate about these issues that he will see a lot of them through. But I think it will be to the expense of a lot of Americans in my position, where we're single with no children and we'll be taxed heavily.
Although Barack Obama has been careful not to say, read my lips.
He has. I think he's been caught with enough sound bites. He's very, very careful around those kind of catchphrases.
So what do you think about the so-called Bradley effect? Do you think that it's a valid concern?
I think
whether it would be a black Republican or a black Democrat running?
I think that it probably will play into it, just because there is that racial undertone that will continue to follow this election all the way through Tuesday. I don't think it will have as much effect as it did 26 years ago. But I do think that there are still a number of people out there that maybe they're not racist per se, but I still think that there are a lot of Americans that are just not prepared to vote for an African-American man for president.
Although the New York Times had an article today that suggested that the strength of white support for Barack Obama is surprising, considering those kinds of attitudes die rather hard.
Again, I think that Senator McCain, had he remained the Senator McCain that he was in 2000, I think that this race would have been a lot closer. But for many of us that follow Republican politics, this is not the same John McCain. And I think that a lot of people that might have supported him in 2000, with the way this campaign has kind of been all over the place, that they've been turned off.
A listener from Brooklyn, I know you're from Brooklyn as well, he writes, could your guest please explain what a hip-hop Republican is? Not having it explained, I find it pretty offensive, especially the implication that black people generally want to be associated with hip-hop. There are many that want nothing to do with the hip-hop community and all of the negative baggage that it carries.
To that person, I will say that I'm definitely hip-hop as a culture, much like politics as a culture, has been transformed over the years. The origins of the hip-hop movement have been about giving the underserved communities that voice, have been about speaking out against the established status quo, and that's really where Hip-Hop Republican comes for. Personally, I don't support any of the misogyny or the mindless violence that's presented in a lot of hip-hop today, but there are still great hip-hop artists out there, Lupe Fiasco, Kanye West, that are true artists and I think that have held true to hip-hop.
The National Black Republican website has a prominent warning on its front page that says, "Warning, a vote for Obama is a vote for socialism." Do you think that's true?
I don't think it's true.
He's not on the left of the Democratic Party.
I think that we can...
Ralph Nader would be on the left of the Democratic Party.
Okay, I'll accept that argument. I think that the NBRA is a little bit extreme with that. And I think it again, does a disservice where it's this kind of intimidation of who you should or shouldn't vote for, when I think the responsibility really is on, especially within the African community, encouraging people to get out there and know both of these candidates.
There have been a lot of articles written about the possibility that John McCain will lose and that the Republican Party will have to go through a lot of soul searching. Most suggest that it will have to change some of its tactics and move away from some of the values issues that have so dominated in recent years, values issues that often appeal to black conservatives because they're the same kinds of things we hear in black churches from ministers who are trying to get their parishioners to live better lives. But Paul Krugman said today he thinks that, if anything, this will encourage the people on the far right to take over the party. What's your sense?
I hope that that doesn't happen. I really hope that the lessons learned from this, if John McCain does in fact lose, is that the base doesn't win you elections anymore. The country, the dynamic of the country has changed so much that we can't just hold on to these things. Everyone is not Christian. So as much as America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, you have to be careful not to force religion. Being a Republican is a political stance. It's not imposing your religious values on anyone.
Well, I get the feeling from our conversation that you're horrified by some of the things that have been said by the Republican candidates. At the same time, you can't go along with the positions of Barack Obama. So what do you do?
I don't know yet. I really...
Are you one of the six undecided voters in New York City?
I might be one of the six. I don't think that if I did vote for Senator McCain or didn't, I think that Senator Obama will comfortably take the state of New York.
Could you vote for Bob Barr or somebody like that?
No, because I don't know enough about that candidate to really give them my vote. So I'm still doing some evaluations and still kind of in a moral quandary with myself of who I'm going to vote for.
And what about the people at Hip Hop Republican? They tend to still be supporting the McCain campaign?
A lot of them are really firmly behind the McCain-Palin ticket, and they will be supporting Senator McCain and Governor Palin on Tuesday.
Shakira Jones is a contributor to HipHopRepublican.com. You can read her blog by going to that website. And I want to thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you so much for having me.